Hey one, this is your one and only personal astrophysicist Rohit Agrawal, right there bringing a brand new episode for our podcast Astrophysics. So how you all guys are doing? I hope you all are doing pretty well. So today is a big day because NASA released a new ebook on our very renowned Hubble Space Telescope, which has the title Hubble Focus and subtitle The Lives of Stars. So this is very, very pretty, and this is for free. It is available on NASA's official website for free in three of the formats: PDF, EPUB, and MOBI. And it's not it's full of images, and it's my first look at this image at this book. I've downloaded this book, and this is an ebook format, and it's for free. And I've downloaded this ebook, and I'm looking at it. It's really nice, and it'll be my first look at this book, and I am trying to record my experience, which I get after, I get after looking at this book and reading this book, what it feels and my real time experience. And so I'd be reviewing it for you, and it's pretty new, so I think there'd be very, very, very few people who will be able to make audio or maybe video for this book. But let us look at it, because it's quite interesting. I'm following Hubble Space Telescope from a very long time, and I have seen all the images. But there nothing seems to be the conclusion of the Hubble Space Telescope, because every data that I see is very raw. A picture of a nebula, a picture. It's more of a camera for the interstellar space rather than a telescope which creates a useful observations. This is what I was thinking, that when I see the pictures of Hubble Space Telescope, I said that it is just capturing the beauty of the interstellar space, and we are not turning out something beneficial out of it. But I was pretty wrong, because when you are capturing the photos, then the data you require, from that you create a lot of assumptions. But that was not our job. That was the job of people working out there for Hubble, and this is how they created these things. But that was not in pretty much in the public domain. The images we see were not very linked with the theory that was formed. So this book is an initiative to think of when you're thinking that yes, there should be some of the things that should include the theory along with the picture. I am seeing a pretty good picture in front of my eyes, but there's no meaning to it. So Hubble's this book, Hubble Focus, is mainly concentrated to create a meaning out of these pictures. So that is pretty interesting. And so as I'm seeing the cover page, it's really, really beautiful. The camera, or maybe the main focus of the Hubble Focus. I'll mention this cover page in the that one image that we'll upload along with the episode. I'll mention this cover page. That's really, really beautiful, and it's designed in such a way that it really looks nice and gives a clearer picture of Hubble. Then we have the contents page. Then we have introduction about the Hubble Space Telescope, starbirth. So then we have chapter one, starbirth and planet formation, and it has many of the contents. Then we have star death, chapter number two. Then we have chapter number three, star clusters. Then we have chapter number four, stars as a cosmic tool. Then we have summary and more information, credits and all. So let us get started with the introduction. So it's more of a picture book itself. There are literally lots of pictures and very less theory, so it will not be very difficult for you to narrate out the theory for you in this particular episode. But it will be really, really, really difficult for me to explain you the pictures, because I can just express my feelings about the pictures, and it's not a video, and so that I can see the pictures. So introduction. This ebook is a part of series called Hubble Focus. Each book presents some of the Hubble's more recent and important observations with a particular topic. The subjects span from our nearby solar system to the horizon of Hubble's observable universe. This book, Hubble Focus, The Lives of Stars, highlights the Hubble's recent discoveries about the birth, evolution, and death of stars. Hubble's contributions are often in partnership with other space telescopes as well as those on the ground, and they build on decades of discoveries that came before Hubble's launch. Its findings are helping us understand how the universe has come to the way it is today.
That's quite interesting.
Next we have about the Hubble Space Telescope. That is the big picture after this introduction. A small introduction. Then we have about the Hubble Space Telescope. Let us see what it is there. Since its launch in 1990, Hubble Space Telescope has made more than 1.5 million observations, amazed a huge archive of scientific findings, and had a profound effect on all areas of observational astronomy. Hubble has addressed fundamental cosmic questions and explored far beyond the most ambitious plans of these builders. It has discovered that galaxies evolve from smaller structures, found that supermassive black holes are common to at the centers of the galaxy, verified that universe expansion is accelerating, probed the birthplaces of stars inside colorful nebulas, analyzed the atmosphere of extrasolar planets, and supported interplanetary missions. The rate of discovery with Hubble is simply unparalleled for any telescope in the history of astronomy. At NASA's first great observatory and the first major optical telescope in space, Hubble unleashed a new era for precision astronomy. The heart of the space telescope is its 94.5 inch diameter primary mirror. It is the smoothest optical mirror ever polished, with no deviations greater than 1/1,000,000th of an inch. Operating above Earth, free from the blurring and filtering effects of the planet's atmosphere, Hubble can resolve astronomical objects 10 to 20 times better than typically possible with large ground-based telescopes. It also have observed those objects across a range of electromagnetic spectrum, from ultraviolet light through visible and near-infrared wavelengths. Hubble can detect objects as faint as 31st magnitude, which is about 10 billion times fainter than the human eye can see. The telescope can see faint objects near bright objects, an important requirement for studying the regions about stars and close to the glowing nuclei of active galaxies. Astronomers have Hubble's sharp vision to probe the limits of the visible universe, uncovering never before seen objects that existed not long after the birth of the universe and the Big Bang. Hubble's view is optically stable, meaning the quality of its observing conditions never changes from day to day or even orbit to orbit. Hubble can revisit celestial targets with the same acuity and image quality over and over again. This is crucial for precision observations in which astronomers try to detect small changes in light, motion, or other behavior of a celestial object. Hubble is more technologically advanced now than it was when launched, thanks to the maintenance and upgrades vived by the space shuttle servicing missions between 1993 to 2009. Hubble is expected to continue operations for years to come. Okay, so that's beautiful. I didn't know this. Astronaut John Grunsfeld performs work on Hubble Space Telescope as the first five spacewalks during the last servicing mission in 2009. So Hubble's servicing mission, that's quite interesting for me. That's really insane, and this is the thing that I didn't know. Then we have chapter 1, plan, star birth and planet formation. For thousands of years, people believed in static and unchanging universe. At a glance, it was easy to see why. The stars has been regularly twinkling in the night sky longer than anyone can remember. The constellations trace their arcs across the sky in a regular, predictable way. It may seem as though the starry sky is a peaceful backdrop full of bright, unchanging beacons. That's interesting. But with the Hubble Space Telescope, we can take a closer look at see the stunning chaotic process of at work in the cosmos. Hubble can pinpoint new stars that recently burst to life, from swindling clouds to gas dust unprepared or the galaxy, and it is shown that some of these nascent stars are ringed with dusty debris from the planets may form. The star birth process is not always straightforward. Stars are often born as twins or triplets, or even in large filters. Gravitational thrusts can lead to stars or planets being kicked out of the systems. The formation process can halt somewhere between where in between building a planet and a star producing intermediate objects called brown dwarfs that cannot truly be described as either. Young stars often exhibit violent activity that may sear their planets with harmful radiation. For over 30 years, Hubble has observed stars near and far to help us understand more about how they form and evolve. The studies have also helped us piece together how our own little cosmic neighborhood may have formed our sun, planets, and eventually us. And then we have a beautiful picture again. That's pillars of creation. Yes, I identified. Yay! These are pillars of creation. I identified them. Then we have a colorful picture of cosmic Andresia world. I don't know this. Then we're gathering clues to a solar system's breakup, and there are a lot of things puzzling out formation in the early universe. And then we have uncovering brown dwarfs in the Orion Nebulae. Is it a video? Oh my god, a video in a ebook embedded. Insane. That was insane. Capturing the rolling out of the vast stellar nursery. That was a video embedded in that book. Then we're spotting a huge dusty disk around a young star, HR 4796A. Beautiful images, beautiful information. What else? I can, you know, very 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 sorted information. I can say I can read. I narrated for you very bright and very clear information. No complex terms, very simple, you know, interesting and well polished. I must say that this book is well polished. Observing birth star fueled by a supermassive black hole, chapter 2, star death. Then we have again a video embedded, finding comet pollution in a white dwarf atmosphere, repurposing a old century old experiment to find white dwarf Mars, zooming into the shrapnel from the exploded star, searching for a stellar survivor of a supernova explosion, exposing a supernova's companion in the stellar thief, visualizing light echo from an exploded star, again an embedded video, finding the elusive star behind a supernova, detecting never before seen features around a neutron star, examining crime scenes and a dead star, discovering the birth of a black hole from a failed supernova. That's insane, you know, very very well packed information. And interestingly, everything has an image, and that image really corresponds to the story. And this really feels nice when, you know, you were seeing something visually and that you've seen before, and now you're getting to know the theory behind this or the information behind this. That's really really beautiful. Checking out the source of Betelgeuse mystery, dimming, and then we have star clusters. That is one of the most fascinating, you know, looking at the star clusters is one of the most fascinating thing I love to do. And measuring the distance to an ancient globular star cluster. I narrated for you, you know, you can imagine every chapter is constructed that way. There's nothing like maths or anything. It's just information. I must say that's beautifully packed. And there are several of quotes like this one: unveiling thousands of globular star clusters, it has the unique mosaic of deep Hubble images allowed us to construct largest map of globular clusters in the Coma galaxy cluster ever made. Alexander Ganglino, Virginia Tech University. So that's also mentioned like this one. That's beautiful. And almost every chapter has Space Telescope Science Institute, Tony Sean, and every, you know, like course, like, and you know, credits or what we can say. That's beautiful. Tracing the evolution of star clusters. Then we have stars as cosmic tools. Then we're pinpointing the source of gravitational waves, revealing clues about our galaxy's formation using a cosmic quick to expose the furthest star ever seen. Information is beautifully bad, and this book is just of 55 pages. You can read it within a day if you want. And then we have summary, Okay, if you want, I can read out the summary for you. Hubble has captured troves of peaceful celestial scenes in the gallery of star images, like brilliant diamonds against the inky void of space. Each twinkling star is a radiant cosmic wonder. Many stars grace the galaxy of billions and billions of years, leading lame and other uneventful lives. Hubble has even spotted some that are nearly as old as universe itself, providing a window to a distant past. So this is NASA's favorite line, providing a window to the distant past. And I don't know, it's kind of a tongue twister for me every time. And one more, let me remember. It's after the moon landing, you know. Small step for men, a giant leap for mankind. That one also. And that's NASA's favorite two lines. And yes, explorers also, like, we are the sons and daughters of explorers, and we'll continue to explore our last breath. It's kind of like that. So let us continue. But Hubble has also shown that some seemingly peaceful stars are actually raging infernos that violently blast out gas and intense radiation. Studying them in multiple wavelengths of light has allowed scientists to explore many different stellar characteristics. Some of these had never been seen before. Meanwhile, Hubble has seen signs of planets forming in the dusty debris whirling around young stars, and it has also glimpsed some massive stars that exploded, sent shrapnel out into space, sterilizing any nearby planets in the process. Thanks to Hubble, scientists have been able to use star clusters to weigh our Milky Way galaxy and star and trace the distribution of dark matter. The myriad stars staring across space and time exhibit a wide range of phenomena, and studying them continues to help us understand the universe and our place within it. If we weren't up for stars, none of us world would be here to ponder the cosmos. The sharp contrast to the current star-filled universe and the earliest cosmic era stained no stars at full. Future telescopes such as the Nancy Grace Roman Telescope and James Webb Telescope will complement the extent Hubble's star studies by exploring the epoch when the very first stars were born. Hubble will continue to advance an understanding of stars by scanning the skies for years to come, conducting exciting initiatives such as the UV Legacy Library of Young Stars as essential standards program. Through the effort, Hubble will observe hundreds of stars in ultraviolet light, something no other observatory is currently capable of doing. Many mysteries permit the story of how our universe formed and evolved. It's in the present state. Using Hubble and other telescopes to explore stars will help us solve them. So that was a summary. Then we have links for Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube and Flickr, Pinterest accounts of the Hubble Space Telescope officially. And then we have credits, ESA and STSI. What's that? And NASA, ESA, and what's that? STSI, I don't know. It's the logo of something. The new Hubble Space Telescope is a cooperative project between the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, and the European Space Agency, ESA. The Space Telescope Science Institute, it's the Space Telescope Science Institute, STSCI, operated the Aero Association of Universities for Research in Astronomy, AURA, conducts the science operations for the Hubble Telescope under contract. Hubble Focus, the Stars of Light, was not how Goddard Space Flight Center, GSFC. It is published in May 2021. So it's brand new. And there are some of the names of the people and who worked on it, and that's really interesting. So in one line, this book was just awesome. I narrated out introduction and some first chapter for you. You can read this book if you have time, and if you want to know about stars, their lives, their deaths, star clusters and everything, and with beautiful images, very sorted information. I don't think you'll get this kind of sorted information out there on any website or on anywhere on the internet. You cannot get this sorted information. Download this book from download this ebook in PDF format or in whichever format you prefer from the NASA's official website. The book's name is Hubble Focus, The Lives of Stars. And as they said in their introduction, Hubble Focus is a series, and that's a good news for all of us, because Hubble Focus is a series. The first edition is The Life of Stars, then we'll have more of them, and that will be really, really interesting to look at more books of Hubble Focus. This was about the review and my first expression as I saw the book. That was really insane. I'll read it out when I'll get time, and this book was really nice, and I'll really recommend this book for you, because as I said, you cannot get, if you really want to know about stars, you cannot get this sorted information anywhere on the internet, literally anywhere on the internet. And thank you, that was it, guys. Thank you very much. We'll be meeting in the next episode, and hopefully I'll be releasing the trailer of or the information for our third season, or maybe a new episode of Astrotech series itself. So till then, stay tuned. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much.